I remember hiding in bunkers in Kuwait when they were having the Scud, you know, missile, you know, alarms because they were worried about chemical weapons. And, you know, and we were brought in there and there was nothing. You know, it's like, all right, we've destroyed the regime.
Yeah.
Now what? And it was this, this pause and this breath of expectation. And it was hopeful. I remember I remember it was, you know, we met with locals who were super happy. And it was, it was a very, it was a, it was different. You know, I remember we rolled around in Humvees without doors. You know, we didn't have tops on the vehicles. Yeah. They were the old, they were old Vietnam, you know, era, you know, the the woodland camel green, olive green vehicles. And we just didn't have doors, didn't have roofs. We just kind of rolled around. We had a piece of plywood over the top of a cab and I'd set up a M40 machine gun on top of that and we just roll through the city and that was about it. Yeah. And I never was, I think I was shot at once. And I think it was more of like, I think that was directed our way. There was definitely shooting, and I think it might have been directed towards us. I should get down. but so that loves, like, you know, it was miserable. 130 degree temperatures and you don't even have a fan. But so, I mean, it was a miserable time, but it wasn't a, I never really felt particularly like it was life on the line, you know, at least for my experiences. Yeah.
How long was each deployment? So
the first combat tour was 1 year, a little over a year. Second one was actually only 3 months, but I was injured during one of our combat maneuvers. So second combat tour, we were assigned to JSOC. I don't know if you are familiar with Joint Special Operations.
Yeah.
And so we were just the nerds who helped the, what do they call them? The door kicker, the door snake eater,
yeah.
you know, like the tough guys. Yeah. And so we were just the nerds. But I handled signals intelligence. So if there was a cell phone, I was to handle it as that would be. And so we were assigned to them and took mortar fire on, I think it was only my third operation that we were doing. And that was all over anywhere that was necessary in Iraq. And we took mortar fire, and I think like 8 people did not make it. A good lieutenant friend of mine.
Wow.
That was a hard one. That one, that was the first, like, that was a hard one. And then I was injured and eventually not bad. It was basically I just took a rolled around, like the concussion knocked me around a bit and it dislocated, rolled my ankle basically. But enough that it was popped out, like the ankle was dislocated, and then we had to go about 23K walking on it, and it was mush by the time I was done. And so they were like, "That's not getting better. You need to go home." So I was sent back pretty early on that one, and then I was back for maybe 4 months, and then I did a
third,
and then I did a third tour,
and
that was the. They literally canceled Christmas. So we were getting ready. Everyone was getting ready to go to a Christmas. I came back in the fall. And then come Christmas time, everyone's getting ready to go see their families. And they were like told quietly, no. And I was like, oh. And they're like, get ready. And I remember because we had every, you know, that was kind of the 82nd Airborne's thing, 18 hours anywhere on the planet. We can be anywhere on the planet in 18 hours ready for war. And they were like, yeah, that's happening. So right now, and we got all our gear together, and they gave us a safety brief. They were, you know, did they have those back in then? Did they have the safety brief? Or like, all right, like before you leave here tonight, you need to
take care of business.
Like we're officially checking the boxes of the things that we told you not to do. So if you do them, we can get you in trouble.
Yeah.
I feel like. But did they have like
no? We deployed twice to Germany. You know, they took the entire 1st Infantry Division over to Germany for war maneuvers. But we knew it was coming. I mean, we knew every year it was coming, so we had time to prepare for it. So that wasn't it was nothing compared to.
But it was funny because it was on New Year's Eve, and we were deploying, and they were like, you know, everyone needs to be here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to deploy. And it's funny because I don't think the commanders, like, it didn't click that it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And they were like, and I remember people rolling on in smelling like a brewery.
Yeah,
and it's like, what are they going to do? Like,
going
to war.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're going to get, I guess we could get in trouble, but
that's,
it's like, we're already. Third combat tour, we were just holding stock. We were on a hunting team. Yeah. That was the hardest one. That was a year and a half, and I would get a name and a number, maybe a location, and then we would develop a target package and we would hunt them. And we would hunt them down. And maybe I'd get a why, but a lot of times not. Yeah. And that was the hardest one. That was definitely the most action, the most combat, the most fighting. And that was a hard one.